Prohibitionism. Prohibitionism is the theory that it's a good idea to try to control behavior by making possession or sale of certain items illegal. Rational people realize that it is usually not a good idea to try to control other people's behavior. And it's almost never a good idea to try to control people's behavior with force. If a person habitually does something you don't like, it's much easier just to not hang out with that person than it is to try to change that person's behavior. The stated objective of prohibitionism is to control behavior. But the real objective of prohibitionism is to provide sources of revenue for criminals associated with officials of the state. If the state passes a law prohibiting possession of items that the people don't really want, then the people will stop possessing the prohibited items, and the official objective of the prohibition will have been achieved. But the real objective of the law will have been a total failure. These non-essential prohibitions are hardly ever enacted into law. Prohibitionism has a long and a sad history. It might almost be the basis of government. Behavior is difficult for a state to punish and control because it's difficult to prove. But if you can keep someone having the tools necessary to perform a forbidden act, you at least have the illusion of control. If you want to stop people from smoking pot, it's difficult to catch them in the act, then prove they did it. It's easier to search their persons and their houses to make sure they don't have the evil weed than to monitor their behavior 24 hours a day to detect the forbidden fumes. Pot prohibition has proven to be largely ineffective in preventing pot smoking, but it has been immensely profitable for a lot of people. Of course, there are many difficulties with pot prohibition. The government may jail people who only possess pot but don't smoke it. It may jail people who didn't know they had the pot. Pot can be planted by police or other criminals. Making pot illegal may contribute to the popularity of worse drugs like methamphetamine or fentanyl. If recreational drug use were legalized, these very dangerous drugs would probably disappear just as bathtub gin did when alcohol prohibition was ended. The case for drug prohibition rests on the theory that people get high and commit crimes. And it is true that some do get high and commit crimes. But it's also true that people who are not high commit crimes. And it's also true that people often get high and do not commit crimes. It's even true that people often get high and do useful work. Prohibition of all sorts results in corrupted courts and police. It causes people on both sides of the issue to waste huge amounts of energy. Arrests, trials, and the associated paperwork and conflict are far from cost-free. Punishing people who possess drugs or other forbidden objects on the theory that they are sure to use the objects for antisocial purposes punishes those who possess those objects even if the objects are never used for antisocial purposes. By its very definition, prohibitionism violates the age-old proscription against mass punishment of the innocent, along with the guilty. Prohibition punishes those who possess forbidden objects instead of punishing behavior. Effective minimization of antisocial behavior requires concentrating on those who actually perpetrate serious crimes involving serious harm to real victims. Prohibition wastes resources and the credibility of the criminal justice system by punishing people who have not harmed society while allowing dangerous criminals to go free. Prohibitionism has proven to be a huge hazard to our health, our morals, our families, and our social system. Prohibitionism is more dangerous than the worst conceivable drug. Prohibitionism is just another version of the demonize and destroy game that has been the cause of so much misery in human history. The idea that it's possible to prevent murder and assault by making the possession of firearms illegal is equally tragic. As technology improves and hardware of various types becomes cheaper, the number of ways to murder or injure people increases dramatically. Prohibiting the ownership of weapons prevents honest people from having the most cost-effective self-defense capability. As in other forms of prohibition, the only groups in the society that benefit from prohibition are the prohibitionists and the criminals that make their living by circumventing their prohibition. Nuclear proliferation is just prohibitionism writ large, and it is equally counterproductive. Nuclear non-proliferation is really only an organized and somewhat respectable way for those prohibitionists who have nuclear weapons to terrorize those who don't. As long as we continue to make scientific and technical progress, dangerous weapons are going to become more and more widely available. Non-proliferation and other forms of prohibitionism have failure built in from the bottom up. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.